The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shmuel Binyamin Honigwax, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
For contract and iska, draft and review, wills and estates, or other halachic services, please call 1-888-485-8223 or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Sanhedrin Daf Nun Hei. Our Gemara mentions that there's a concept of takala v'kalin. And the Gemara says that a katan, a minor who doesn't have avera, there is a concept of takala also. Even though the minor, the katan is not mechuyiv in the mitzvahs, the Torah is not mechayiv a katan in any mitzvahs, nevertheless, if a katan is nichshal in avera, it's considered a takala, it's considered that something bad happened over here, and therefore, we kill the animal that caused them to do the avera. This is very important in halacha. There's a Rama in Hilchos Shabbos that says that if a katan does an avera when he's young, for example, the Rama discusses the avera that if a katan is chas v'shalom mekal his father, or hits his father, if he hits his father, or he's over shara averes b'katnusay afal pi she'in tzarach chuvok shehigdol mikol makan toiv lo ishi kabal alatzme ezadavar. The Rama says that even though he was over the Avera before he became a Bar Oinshim, nevertheless, it's good that when he grows up, he should be mekabel on himself some kind of tshuva when he gets older. So the Magen Avraham brings a raya to this Rama from our Gemara. The Magen Avraham says that our Gemara is muchach, just like our Gemara says, that it's considered a takala when the cotton was over an Avera, when he was a cotton. And because of that avera, we kill the vehema. So too, if a katan is nichshal in avera, he should be mekabel tshuvah kshayagdol, because it's the Gemara considers it a takala. That is a reason for the katan to need tshuva. In Chayshe Mishpat, the Rama doesn't say anything when the Mechaber says that if a katan is mazik somebody when he's young, he's potter from paying. The Rama doesn't say anything. So the Shvus Yankiv says that, according to what the Rama says over here, in Eir Chaim, he's chayiv lotzei zidei shemayim. He's chayiv lotzei zidei shemayim. That means that really he's mechuyiv to pay when he gets older. And that's how the Rosh Hashanah also understands. The Rosh Hashanah also understands that if a katan is mazik somebody when he's young, when he gets older, he has to pay lotzei zidei shemayim. It's just that Bezdin won't force him to pay. However, there's a very, very strong question on this. If you look inside in the Trumas Hadeshen, that the Rama is quoting in Eir Chaim, the Trumas Hadeshen seems to be saying clearly that there's absolutely no chiyuv on the cotton. It's just the inyan toiv, it's a good thing for the cotton to be mekabel some kind of tshuva. But there's absolutely no chiyuv at all, lotzei zidei shemayim. And the Trumas Hadeshen brings a very, very powerful raya. The Gemara says in Yevamos that the Gemara is searching for a situation where a person can be over two averes and we should not have a problem of einus achal isser. And the Gemara mentions that one of those situations is a case where the Isurim were chal, both Isurim were chal, one after the other, they weren't chal at the same time. So generally it will be halacha of einus achal isser. Nevertheless, the person in question who transgressed these Isurim happened to be a katan at the time that these Isurim came into effect. And therefore, since he was a katan, it's not considered that there's any isser as far as he's concerned. And so when he gets older, both Isurim are chal simultaneously, both Isurim take effect at the same time, and therefore there's no issue of einus achal isser, and the katan will have to bring two karbanis to mechaper himself from these two isurim. So the Aris Sameach asks this question. Numerous achrayim asked that. L'chayr, this is a gevaldig astira from our Gemara. Our Gemara says that when the katan is nichshal aveira, it's considered a takala. How can you tell me that the isur wasn't chal on him, and nevertheless it's considered a takala? If the isur wasn't chal, that should not be considered a takala. So the Aris Sameach says the following teretz. The Aris Sameach says that the Gemara in Yevamos talks about two different kinds of situations. One case is where the person was nichshal b'shoigig. The other case is where the person was nichshal mezit. So he says, certainly b'shoigig, there's no question that it's not considered an isser at all. The only time that the Gemara in Sanhedrin says consider it that kala is when the katan is over an iser b'mezid. When a person does something b'shoigig, the only reason it's considered avera is because the Torah gives a chashivas and the Torah says that a shoig needs a kapara. Since the Torah never was geyser and said that a katan needs a kapara, therefore the shoigig has no din of iser at all. Agabe the katan, it's not considered a takala. If the katan would be nichshal in the bia of the behema, b'shoigig it would not be considered a takala, and maybe. Indeed, we would not kill the behemoth. The Ar Sameach says, however, it's still shver from the Gemara that discusses the case of Mezid over there, where it talks about Me'ila. So the Ar Sameach says that on that Gemara, we're going to say a different teretz. So we're going to say that he says a very, very interesting teretz, a very beautiful teretz. He says, the Chasam Sofer says that although by Yisrael, there's a halacha of cotton and gadol, that when a boy was not heavy state or shei sires, he does not have two hairs, and even if he gets two hairs before he's 13 years old, nevertheless, it's considered a shuma. These halachas are halacha moish misinai, and they're included in the subtitle of shiurim. Shiurim halacha moish misinai. These shiurim only apply to Yisrael. A goy does not have halach of shiurim at all. Therefore, says the Chasam Sofer, a goy is going to be punished by Bezdin when he's about Bendas. As long as a goy is a Bendas, he's going to be punished by Bezdin. Even if he's 9 years old, 8 years old, he's going to be punished by Bezdin. But Yisrael is only punished when he is 9 years, when he is 13 and he has Shtei Cyrus. So says the Ar Sameach, not only by a goy would we say that there's takala, but even by Yisrael. Although the Chasam Sofer says that the Torah gave a din of shiurim, that din of shiurim there's two separate aspects to that halacha of shiurim. What we're dealing with in Avera, that Bnei Noyach are not muzar alal, that Bnei Noyach were not prohibited from doing this specific action, then the halacha will be that the din of shiurim is that the katan was not muzar at all, and there's absolutely no Avera at all if the katan does it, if it's not an Avera that a Bnei Noyach is instructed on. However, if we're dealing with an Avera that a Bnei Noyach is instructed on, so then we have a situation where really this thing is Avera. Just like before the Kali Yisrael's Makabal Atayra, this action will be an Avera, even though the person being over the Avera is a cotton. He's under 13. Nevertheless, since he has Das, it's considered Avera. So to after Kabal Atayra, it's considered Avera. But the Torah gave Kali Yisrael special leniency. The Torah said, I'm not going to punish, Hashem said, he's not going to punish for an Avera committed by a cotton. But that's just the Ptur and the Einish. But it certainly has a din of a Maisa Avera, and it's considered a Takala. So therefore, according to the Aris HaMeach, we have a differentiation between things that Bnei Noach are Muzar Allah and things that Bnei Noach are not Muzar Allah. This does not seem to shtim with the Magen Avram, because the Magen Avram seems to be saying that that all Averas in the Torah, the Magen Avram is trying to explain the Ramah. The Ramah says that The Ramah says that Shar Averis, the Ramah doesn't specify which Averis. He talks also Makav. If Makav is not Avera, that Benoyach is Muzar Allah. And the Magen Avram brings our Gemara in Sanhedrin, and he says that the reason for the Ramah is because of the Gemara in Sanhedrin, because the Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us that there's Takala. But according to the explanation of the Aris HaMeach, the Gemara in Sanhedrin that says that this takala by a katan would only apply to the type of avera that Benoyach is Muzar Alel, and since the Ramah is not discussing that kind of avera, so this teretz will not be able to help us out when it comes to the Magen Avram. Another answer given in Achroinim is as follows. The Beis Sha'arim says the following teretz. Beis Sha'arim says that there's a different kind of differentiation over here. Normally when a katan does an action, it's considered a misasik. It's considered he's doing it without any kavan at all. He doesn't know what he's doing. A katan doesn't have das, so therefore when he does something, it's considered a misasik. So any aver in the Torah where the Torah says that misasik is potter, the Beis Sha'arim understands that means that misasik doesn't have a din of a mais aver at all. There's a big machlokes achrayim about this. Famous argument between Ruki Eger and the Nesivis, whether or not a misasik has din of a mais aver. So the Beis Sha'arim offers that if you say, he doesn't, I don't know if he quotes these, I didn't see it inside, I don't know if he quotes the Rekveger and the Nesivis, I don't think he does, but he says that he assumes that Misasik doesn't have a din of a Mais Avera at all, and therefore, when we're dealing with Avera that there's a Ptur of Misasik, so then the Cotton's action will not be considered Avera at all. However, when we're dealing with a Mais Avera, that where the Cotton's actions are, when Misasik is not Potter, such as Chalavim and Arayim, Arayas, which happens to be specifically the case that the Gemara in Sanhedrin is talking about. The Gemara is talking about Arayas, when the cotton was nichshal in Arayas of a behema. And by Arayas, the Gemara teaches us that Misasik b'chalavim Arayas chayiv shekeinana. Since it's Ana, so therefore Misasik b'chalavim Arayas is chayiv. Since that's the case, we're going to say that will be the answer to the steer in the Gemara. It's the Gemara that tells us that the Gemara in Yevamos that discusses Anus or Chalas is not talking about Chalav Men Arayis. Since it's not talking about Chalav Men Arayis, so therefore, there's no problem with Shekeinena, and therefore, the cotton, there's no Isra on the cotton at all. However, in the case of the Gemara in Sanhedrin, since we're dealing with Chalav Men Arayis, so therefore, the cotton is only a Ptur Noinish, but it's not considered, it's not Avera at all.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.